Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 9, starting in verse 20 and ending the chapter in verse 43. A fun fact, this book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus' heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 20, "And immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogues, saying, 'He is indeed the Son of God.' All who heard him were amazed. 'Isn't this the same man who caused such devastation among Jesus' followers in Jerusalem?' they asked. 'And didn't he come here to arrest them and take them in chains to the leading priests?' Saul's preaching became more and more powerful, and the Jews in Damascus couldn't refute his proofs that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. After a while, some of the Jews plotted together to kill him. They were watching for him day and night at the city gates so they could murder him, but Saul was told about their plot. So during the night, some of the other believers lowered him in a large basket through an opening in the city wall. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to meet with the believers, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe he had truly become a believer. Then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told them how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to Saul. He also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. So Saul stayed with the apostles and went all around Jerusalem with them, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. He debated with some Greek-speaking Jews, but they tried to murder him. When the believers heard about this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him away to Tarsus, his hometown. The church then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and it became stronger as the believers lived in the fear of the Lord. And with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, it also grew in numbers. Meanwhile, Peter traveled from place to place, and he came down to visit the believers in the town of Lydda. There he met a man named Aeneas, who had been paralyzed and bedridden for 8 years. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your sleeping mat." And he was healed instantly. Then the whole population of Lydda and Sharon saw Aeneas walking around, and they turned to the Lord. There was a believer in Joppa named Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was always doing kind things for others and helping the poor. About this time she became ill and died. Her body was washed for burial and laid in an upstairs room. But the believers had heard that Peter was nearby at Lydda, so they sent two men to beg him, "Please come as soon as possible." So Peter returned with them, and as soon as he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. The room was filled with widows who were weeping and showing him the coats and other clothes Dorcas had made for them. But Peter asked them all to leave the room. Then he knelt and prayed. Turning to the body, he said, "Get up, Tabitha." And she opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then he called in the widows and all the believers, and he presented her to them alive. The news spread through the whole town, and many believed in the Lord. And Peter stayed a long time in Joppa, living with Simon, a tanner of hides. Once again, that was Acts chapter 9 verses 20 through 43 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. This book is called Acts of the Apostles. Of course, it is really the Acts of the Holy Spirit, and the apostles' responsibility was to follow the Spirit, be witnesses for Jesus, and share God's love wherever they were sent. Paul was willing to preach even when people were threatening his life. Barnabas was willing to see an enemy changed by Jesus and welcome him with open arms. Peter was willing to help those who were grieving, and he was used by God to do an amazing miracle. The Holy Spirit is continuing to guide us. As we obey his guidance in us, we are following Jesus, to the glory of God the Father who loves us all so much. We are his hands and feet, we are his ambassadors, and we are his image on earth to bless the world and heal the hurts. The Holy Spirit is in us and leading us. We have to be willing to follow the Spirit and join in the work. Saying, quote, yes, end quote, to God's plan means saying, quote, no, end quote, to other plans. You can't walk in two directions. Make a decision today to be devoted to walking the way of Jesus, sharing his love and hope with people. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How is the Holy Spirit leading you to join in his work in people's lives? Of the three examples in these verses, welcoming an enemy, speaking about Jesus even when opposed, and being with those who are grieving, which is the hardest for you, and why? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.